Governor signs major disaster declaration after severe weather and flooding. Texas border business. Uvalde. Governor Greg Abbott today requested a presidential disaster declaration to support Texas's ongoing response and recovery efforts following severe weather and flooding impacting communities across the state. Governor Abbott also visited Uvalde County to receive updates on flood conditions, survey damage, and meet with state and local officials coordinating the local response. The Uvalde community was hit very hard, but its residents are strong and resilient, said Governor Abbott. I am requesting a major disaster declaration for 28 counties to provide federal relief and help in the rebuilding process of this region. More counties can be added as needed. I am incredibly thankful to all the first responders for their swift and effective response to save lives. Governor Abbott visited the SSGT Willie DeLeon Civic Center, where he received a briefing on current flood conditions, response operations, and recovery efforts. The governor also met with first responders and emergency personnel and thanked them for their continued work to protect Texans and assist impacted communities. As of today, more than 2,700 personnel and 1,500 vehicles, aircraft, and other assets and resources have been deployed to help communities across the state. Texas has rescued more than 270 people since response efforts began. Governor Abbott warned that severe weather, as well as additional flooding, may continue to impact the state and urged Texans in Uvalde, Zavala, Dimmitt, Sutton, and Crockett counties to remain weather aware. The governor was joined by Representative Don McLaughlin, Texas Division of Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd, Uvalde County Commissioner Roy Kothman, and other state, local, and federal emergency management officials. State agencies continue to distribute resources and information to affected local communities. Governor Abbott urges Texans to continue to monitor the weather, make an emergency plan, listen to emergency officials, and to turn around, don't drown. Texans are encouraged to find resources and report any flood damage at disaster, Texas.gov.